In Iraq, U.S. troops recently cleared out a key al-Qaeda in Iraq haven south of Baghdad. It was located in the northern part of Babel province, which is a sparsely populated mix of swamp, date groves, and fish farms. There, insurgents are said to have trained recruits and built bombs used in suicide attacks across Iraq. Many of the insurgents fled when the Army's 3rd Battalion, 7th Infantry Regiment started building a small base there a couple of weeks ago. But the military says this fight is far from over. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson embedded with American troops and sent this report.
Hey, watch your step. A lot of loose dirt. They found a round up there.
A dozen American soldiers attached to Bravo Company and their Iraqi Army counterparts move swiftly across fields of nettles and palm trees, their weapons at the ready. Their mission this day is to meet the new neighbors, Iraqi farmers who've started trickling back into the area after the U.S. forces arrived and al-Qaeda and Iraq fighters fled. But as the attack helicopters buzzing overhead suggest, the troops aren't here for a social visit. They are trying to find out whether these Iraqis are insurgents or their sympathizers.
We're searching this house, right?
Yeah, just stay together.
Yeah.
The first stop is a crumbling compound with a single-story home. Women in long robes and scarves peer out nervously from inside. Their children are more daring, lingering in the yard as Iraqi soldiers pound on the metal door at the back. There are no men at home. The soldiers suspect they've run away because they have something to hide. Suddenly, an Iraqi man herding sheep approaches the compound. The man greets them in Arabic and bids them to enter, which the troops do. Through an interpreter, Staff Sergeant Brad Cantrell and his men ask the Iraqi man and an older male relative whether they know of insurgents in the area. First Lieutenant Alan Von Plinsky says they take that with a grain of salt.
One thing you got to take in mind is a lot of them have rivalries, amongst their tribes and stuff. So we're just trying to figure out what is a rivalry and what's really al-Qaeda and stuff.
Something in the sheep herder's behavior makes the soldiers suspicious. So they take down his name and phone number and photograph the irises in his eyes, a process similar to taking fingerprints. The idea is to catalog these guys so they'll be easier to find if they turn out to be troublemakers. Intelligence gathering is among many steps the Army's 3rd Battalion, 7th Infantry Regiment is taking to try and restore calm to this northern part of Babel province. And they are doing so at the request of local tribal leaders, many of whom were linked to insurgents only a few months ago. But those sheikhs, who belong to the same strict Islamic sect as al-Qaeda in Iraq, have turned on that group. Some of it is because of turf battles, but mostly because everyone here is tired of war. Lieutenant Colonel Tim Newsom, the battalion commander here, nurtures these new relationships that give his troops a vital edge over the enemy, like at this Christmas Day meeting in the nearby town of Jurf al-Sakhr. Over platters of lamb and rice, Newsom asks the gathered sheikhs and tribal leaders about trouble spots.
These irreconcilables that are going to operate in and amongst our populations, they've got to be killed or captured.
Newsom says he's interested in creating additional squads of Iraqi men, handpicked by the sheikhs to set up checkpoints and gather intelligence on insurgents. The sheikhs quickly provide a list of 100 candidates for these concerned citizens patrols. Armed with AK-47s and a reflective armband to identify them to U.S. and Iraqi forces, the citizen patrols provide vital intelligence to thwart insurgent activity and receive a monthly stipend for their trouble. It's a program that in Newsom's area of operations costs more than $1 million each month. But U.S. military commanders say employing local men for these patrols keeps them from being recruited by al-Qaeda in Iraq. Back in al-Khadr, the sparsely populated area where Bravo Company was on patrol, Company Commander James Hart is busy getting his new patrol base up and running. With the sheikh's blessing, he and his men moved into the area less than 2 weeks ago. At the moment, the base amounts to a patch of sand ringed by thick blast walls made of wire, cardboard, and dirt. Hart's office for now is the damaged headquarters of the Islamic State of Iraq, an al-Qaeda-linked group. All that's left of the group are its slogans written in charcoal on the walls. Hart says the building will be torn down as soon as the base is ready next month. Hart says getting here was difficult, mainly because insurgents lined the lone road leading to the new base with bombs. The lone U.S. soldier killed in the operation was Sergeant Samuel Kelsey, who died defusing those bombs. The new base is named for him. Hart says airstrikes and artillery fire hours before they moved in destroyed most of the al-Qaeda hangouts and munitions. How many enemy fighters were killed is unclear.
Estimate 15 to 20, but we never recovered any. Some finers, financiers, or harborers. A lot of them have blended back into the population, which we'll spend the next couple months trying to dig out the real important guys who have run off or disappeared to other safe havens.
So nobody was recovered for, like, arrest or whatever?
No, we detained a few people here and there, questioned some people, and there were some we got our eyes on that we don't have the facts yet to prove that they're guilty. But
one clear success has been the American recapturing of a key canal that provides water to the nearby city of Iskandaria. The militants used it as a tool to terrorize Shiite residents.
The Ministry of Water just sent a wrap-up back up here, and he's now operating this dam, because the issue is the AQI had opened it up, and it was flooding out the Shia apartments down in Iskandaria, all the way down there. So we've now controlled this. And right now, we're just keeping this blocked off until we get established, and then we'll open it back up for civilians to move back into the area.
Getting Iraqis back into their homes and to do work is the only way to stop this war, says Brigadier General Jim Huggins, Deputy Commanding General for Maneuvers, who recently visited the new patrol base.
And eventually what will happen is, because this is obviously a pretty fertile area in Iraq, you'll see it be repopulated. And then life will start to get more like their normal.
Huggins says that doesn't mean there won't be setbacks.
We know the enemy won't like us here, and typically where we go, where we haven't been before, he'll try and mount some sort of attack. But that's why we plan pretty thoroughly when we come in, and we think we'll be fine.
Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, reporting from Kelsey Patrol Base in Iraq.